and especially they trust us as the next of kin, the next person, the one that they think they can rely on in times of need. And then, at that time, we just turn around and are snobbish, because they didn't treat us nice, so we just want revenge. That's not the time. You can revenge later, when he's in better shape. Just slap him. Actually, at that time, the person is not his usual self anymore. He was probably under very great pressure that he lost his own control. It's not really that he lost his own control, but for example, when you are in a hurry, your talk is different, right? Hand me that coat, quick, 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 things like that. But normally you would say, honey, please, can you give me that coat? Is that not so? Or, when you're in pain, for example, stomach pain, heartache, or whatever, you scream loudly, and anyone who comes to talk to you, you don't talk in the usual way anymore, because you're in pain. Similarly, when you are in a mental or psychological pain, you talk also in a very grouchy way, very cross. But that is understandable. So if we, any so-called loving partner or family member, do not understand even this very least, very basic concept, then we're finished. Then we are really in a bad situation. It's not that the partner will do anything to us. Whether he does anything to us later or not, that is no problem. The problem is us. The problem is we degrade ourselves, that we make less of a being of ourselves than we should be, than we are supposed to be, or that we really are. So do not make less of a being of yourselves.